Hi, Max's home.
Yes, hi, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is Max available?
Yeah, he is. Let me, if you could just hold on one moment, he'll be right with you.
Sure.
Hold on.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Max. This
Hello.
Is Catherine. Hello.
Hi. Hang on.
Okay.
Are you on speaker now? Thanks for calling me back. Who's this?
Yes, this is Catherine.
Catherine, hi. Glad to hear from you.
Yep. I noticed you called. Is there anything that you need help with?
Yeah.
Questions?
Yeah, I'm having a big problem with trying to get I've got to get this blue badge thing, right?
Yes, the Google Verify.
Yes, and I'm having a hard time getting verified. I'm wondering if someone could help me with that.
Okay. No worries. Thank you so much for that. So what you're trying to do is to get your Google business profile verified or the Google Verify program. I mean, because these are two different things. I wanted to make sure that we're looking into the same thing.
Okay.
Is it the Google Business Profile or the Google Verified Program?
I don't know. Both. I thought I was already verified with the Google.
Mm-hmm.
But the Verified Program, I think that's a step above, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I don't even see my Google, when I try to find myself on Google, which I could find before, now I don't even see it.
Okay, that's weird, because your Google business profile, I'm looking into it right now, it's actually still live and verified, though it requires re-verification, but it is live and verified. Okay. It is requiring re-verification because there were updates made to it, and let's see here. So we can get it highly optimized afterwards. Now, all you have to do, I did look into the Google Business Profile as well, and that it's asking for you to complete a verification process. And the verification, let me check the verification process that it's asking. It's a business video.
A business video?
Yes, it's a business video that it's asking. So you would have to record a video showing, showing like information about your business, like the location, the equipment that you do have, equipment or tools, and some business documents that would support your, your business from here.
Is it pictures or video?
Video. So this video is going to be taken directly through the Google Business Profile. It has to be, it's not a pre-recorded video. You would have to go to your Google Business Profile, access it, and record a video from there.
Okay, so does it tell me what this video has to have?
Yes, certainly. I can send you an email, Max, with the detailed information about the video verification that is needed. So the email is going to contain the information that we need. Okay. And then also at the same time, there is a sample recording. You're going to see a sample recording of the email. Okay. Also, at the same time, you're going to see a detailed step-by-step process and how you can do it. And then another one would be for you to see, like, what are, you know, what are the do's and don'ts as well. You're going to see that on the email. And then pretty much I would say there's going to be helpful articles as well on how to record videos to the Google Business Profile. So this email is definitely, you know, definitely has everything you need to complete the video verification.
Okay, yeah, and there, because I was trying to fill out this form. I think it was like an form. Is that necessary? It didn't really, I thought that was the stumbling block, but is that important?
Okay. That's a very good question. Now, the video verification that I was referring to is a different process that you need to do. It's with the Google Business Profile. However, if you're referring to the application, that pertains to the Google Verified program. And definitely it's a must, Max. That is the first step towards getting Google Verified. So you need to complete the application form. I actually resent it to you as well. So complete the application form, and then once you complete it, we go ahead and proceed.
I tried to complete it, and not having any success. So could you maybe walk me through it?
Yeah, sure. Are you getting an error message when you're trying to fill in the application form?
And then it says that my password or username doesn't match, and then I press, to redo it or whatever, and then it just goes away. And it doesn't, it's completely gone.
Okay. Because for this one, the application form does not require any login. Possibly you're doing the Google Business Profile. So, yep, I'll definitely be able to help you out with it. Let's go ahead and access both. Let's start with the Google Business Profile. Okay.
Okay.
The first thing that you need to do with the Google Business Profile verification is to make sure that your email is logged into the correct email address that has access to it. And I'm sure you are able to do that because you gave us access. Yeah?
I think that's the problem I'm having. I don't know what the email address is.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I know the email address for business. I know the personal email address I use. But I don't know the one that Google uses because that may be a different one. How do I find that out?
No worries. I can check it for you. This is under teporama1@gmail.com.
teporama1@gmail.com. Can we change that? Or does that have to be what it is?
You also have access to this, Max, through wmax6@gmail.com. That's a three-letter A for Max.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I'd like to use.
Yes, you can use it too.
Okay, so how do I get that page? You sent me that email, Google Video. Oh, that's the Google Video application. What about the Business Profile, which is
referring to the Google Business Profile right now.
Okay, how do I get to that application? Page again. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Let's start with the Google Business Profile first, Max.
Okay.
I'll send you a text.
You sent me that says your Google Business Profile is verified. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Blah. And then it goes, okay, advanced reporting, client dashboard by visiting, local splash. Is that where I would find the application form?
No, not there. It should be on the email as well. Let me see. Okay, let me just send it real quick. It should, the email should say Google Verified Program Begins.
Are you sending to Vinyl Window Max?
Let's see. We're sending it there, yes, correct. VinylWindowMax@gmail.com. The email should be titled Google Verified Campaign Begins, Vinyl Window Max.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay. Let me know if the application form is not working, because I'll just go ahead and resend it to you.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Tap. Okay, you're sending it to me?
Did you not receive the email yet?
No. Well, action needed? No, still on the profile.
No, the next one to that, it says Google Verified Campaign Begins Vinyl Window Max.
I see one that says Verification Badge Confirmation Vinyl Window Max. That was sent before. I haven't gotten anything within the last few minutes.
Okay. Can you try to refresh your page? Because the status here shows it's already sent.
Okay, I did. Okay, yes. Start Google Verification. No, it's still the Google Video Verification. I'm not getting it. I don't know why. No, I'm not getting it. You're sending it to Vinyl Window Max at Gmail, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm in my inbox, and I just refreshed it, and nothing is showing up. I don't get it. I had the form before. It had been sent to me. Let me see if I can go back and find it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got so many emails from Local Splash. One of them said that I was, congratulations, you're almost there. Okay, let me see if this is one of them that has the... No, that was about my greeting. Yeah, I haven't gotten it yet. I'm looking back. Oh, good. Photos needed. Invitation. Meta account verification. Is that it?
No, not that.
No, not that. Google Verified Campaign Begins.
Yes, that's one. That's the one.
Okay, let me see. That one doesn't really say anything.
There should be like a blue link that says application form.
There is definitely one that had a, that's how I got to it before, the blue link.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one of these would have that blue link in it.
The one that you just mentioned, it says Google Verified Campaign Begins. That should have the blue link inside. Like, okay. there is a blue link.
I clicked on it, and there was nothing there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and check on that with our team. I'm going to let them know that you're not seeing anything for the application form, so we'll update you about it, okay? Let's go move forward with the Google Business Profile verification for now. I did send you a text message. It says business.google.com/locations. Did you receive that?
Okay, let me look.
And by the way, is vmax6@gmail.com logged into your phone?
Vmax6?
Yes.
I think it was wmax6.
I'm sorry. Wmax6.
Is it logged in to what?
To your phone.
I don't think so. It might be.
Okay. So you should be able, yes?
On, on W Max, I won't be getting it. It needs to be vinyl window max.
Yes, but that is the one that has access to it. And since we're not set as an owner or a primary owner, we're not able to add any other email. So that is why we need to use wmax6@gmail.com.
Okay. So, honey, can you help me, please? Yeah.
Are you trying to get to that
email
address?
Where are you going? I've got to be somewhere at 11.
What?
I'm going over to that guy's house. I'm selling about. So anyway, so my wife is a lot more tech savvy than I am, so maybe you guys can understand each other.
Well, okay, so you want to be on
WMAX6@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're on vinyl window max.
Yeah, but let's see. No, I'm trying to. It doesn't show that you have. Let's see, add account.
Well, no, that is the account for the for Google, I think. Okay.
WMAX 6. Okay.
3A. Yep. WM3A.
Okay.
No, finished, Jake.
Hi, Catherine.
Yes, hi.
I'm Teppy. I'm the wife.
Oh, hi, Kathy. Kathy. Catherine.
It's
okay.
Teppy, T-E-P-P-I.
Oh, Teppy. I'm sorry, Teppy. Oh, so you're the primary owner of the Google Business Profile. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, primarily because I'm much more tech savvy.
Okay. Yes. Well, we've got two options here, Teppy. Either you open it for your email or we open it for WMAX. So whichever.
Yeah. I'm just trying to add that account to, don't need a profile picture. Trying to get to his account so he can always get to it. Okay. I believe we're here. I've got security alert, new sign into your account, Google Business Pro, further account verification is required for Vinyl Window Max. Is that the email I should be looking at? That was at 10 o'clock.
No, we're not looking into an email because what we're doing here is we wanted to get the Google Business Profile verified. So we need to access the Google Business Profile. I wanted him to make sure that he is under WMAX6 because for him to use or for him to get into the management of the Google Business Profile, he has to have that email address logged in.
Okay, we're logged in right now.
Okay. Now, I did send him a text message, which would say business.google.com/locations. Can you click on it and let's see if it brings you to the Google Business Profile?
On his phone? You could have sent a text, then, correct?
Yes, the phone, yep, correct.
Okay. I've got one here, Local Splash, but that was from 10:30. You're sending me a new one?
10:30, let's see.
Local Splash, John, business.google.com/location.
Yes, that's the one that I'm referring to.
Okay. All right, tap to load preview. Okay. Update your browser to manage your business profile. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. So it's not directing you to the Google Business Profile?
Let's see. To continue to sign in.
Okay, you continue to sign in and then sign in WMAX6.
Try that. 6 at email.com. X. Okay, so verifying it's you. Okay. Now it says add a profile picture. I can skip that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All Star products, final window match, final window match. Verification required.
It says verification required?
Yeah. There's two of them, though. It says get verified. One's got a really long number on top of Vital Window Max, and the other one's got his phone number above Vital Window Max. Should I use that one?
Okay. We have to be looking into the Google Business Profile that does have three Google reviews. Can you try to click on the first ones? I mean, are both asking for a verification?
Yes. There's,
okay.
There's
Let's three. Try to check one first, and if it's not the right one, then we could go back and switch to the other.
Click on it. Get verified. Okay. This one says record a video of your business.
Okay. I'm sorry. Don't click on get verified. Click on the business name. It's a clickable link.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got two boxes here that say Vinyl Window Max, all one word.
Okay. Vinyl Window Max. Give me one quick second, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you open the one with the one that says store code, the phone number?
Okay.
Open that. Just click on the business name. You don't have to click on get verified. Just click on the business name.
Okay, gotcha. All right, your business on Google.
Yeah, so it says your business on Google, and it should show you a Google Business Profile with 3 5-star Google reviews, correct?
Well, this is so interesting. Just says your business on Google. Read reviews?
Not necessarily read reviews, but...
Well, it says edit profile, read reviews, photos, posts, performance, advertise, edit services.
And you try to scroll down.
Okay. It goes right into other... okay. Vinyl Window Max, Inc. is way down. Okay.
Okay. Is it 3 reviews?
Reviews. This has 3 reviews.
Okay. So if it does have the 3 Google reviews, and we're looking into the correct Google Business Profile, so if you scroll up, then you see the option for you to get verified, right? There's a box that says Google requires additional information to verify that you manage this business.
Okay. It's not saying that on this page. It's just saying rate and review on Google. I can go back. I thought I saw something that said get
verified. Yeah, just go back to where it says your business on Google.
Yeah. Get verified. Click that.
Yeah. Yes, correct. So if you click that, that should bring you the option to verify the Google Business Profile, and you're going to see there it's requiring a business video, right? So if you click on next, it should show you what you need to do. It says capture all 3 requirements in 1 continuous recording. That's where you're going to see. And then if you click on next, it's just going to give you information about how you can do the video verification. Now, you're going to see on the last one, it would say start recording. Now, you have to make sure you use your mobile phone in this one, because after you click on start recording, it will open your camera, and then it should allow you to record a video. So it would have to be recorded through this one.
Okay. So the video, is this a video that is going to be open to the public?
Oh, no, definitely not. I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot to mention. This is going to be a video in between you and Google. So definitely it's not going to be shown to the public. It's just for verification purposes.
Okay.
It's going to be kept confidential.
Does start outside, capture your business surroundings first before moving inside. We just work out of the home.
Okay. What you can do about that instead, Tappy, is that you can use your, did you have a work vehicle?
A work vehicle?
Yes.
I mean, his car. Nothing smart.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. If you're using your car, it's okay. As long as there's, you know, you have a vehicle that you use, you know, for business purposes. Now, all you have to do with that is to just take a video outside, okay? Start off showing the license plate of your car. Start from there, and then you move, enter your car, turn it on, show the dashboard, show the speedometer, you know, just mainly showing Google that the car is working. And then you can actually even keep the rest in your car. Let's say you have the tools inside. You also have the business documents. So you can all record it in one go. So start with the license plate. Get inside the car, turn it on, show the dashboard and the speedometer, and then afterwards you introduce your tools, and then you also introduce your business documents. So you can do it like that if you're working from home.
What kind of business documents are you talking about?
Yes, we should be looking into your business registration, mainly. If you do have insurance, that's good too, or license.
Do you have a copy in the business license?
We don't need a business license.
Okay.
Do you have any documents that would reflect the business name and the address?
Okay. We've got that.
Yes. That would be perfect. That's what mainly Google would want to verify. The business is listed under the address. We're trying to verify it.
Okay.
Okay.
Documents. Business name, okay.
Yeah, so rather than showing your location, which is your home, you can do it. Use your mobile, you know, like the work vehicle, and try to complete the process from there. Now, once you complete the process, Tepi, you have to let us know. You can definitely just send us a text, okay? So let us know via text that you've completed it so we can keep track of the progress of the verification that you're doing.
Okay, you have their number for text, correct?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
well,
it's the same number. Yeah, it's the same number that I called at, or it's the same number that Max was calling in, the 877 number that we have. You can send a text there.
Okay. All right, so basically go outside, take a picture of the license plate, go in the car, turn on the car, show that it's working. That's what she said.
Yes. And then you could actually bring your tools, like what you usually use for your business. Like, you know, if you do have, you know, you can just use small tools, though. Just keep it inside your car as well, so you can take a video all in your car. You don't have to show the car is working and then go out of the car just to show the tools and the documents. You can keep it within, you know, everything within your car.
Okay, yeah, like window samples and things like that.
Yes, correct.
Okay, because, okay. And
okay.
The document business name,
yes,
like order.
Certainly. Keep it all together.
What about the office inside the house I work out of? Is that important?
Yes. Well, regarding that, because your office is inside your home, right?
Yeah.
I would recommend just use your car instead, because that would mainly, you know, what usually our clients do when it comes to the verification, which usually allows the Google Business Profile to get verified, because they mainly want to make sure that you have a car that you use to doing your business, because you're the one going to your customers, right? And you would need a car mainly, rather than showing your workspace and it's inside your home.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. And then, the email that I sent you, that discusses about what you need to do about the Google video verification, it would show you a lot of details. You can disregard that. Just definitely go with what we've discussed right now. And you can use the email instead to see the steps. And also at the same time, see the do's and don'ts. Let's say avoid capturing faces, ensure you have a stable internet connection, and try to keep the recording under 2 minutes. Now, when you do the recording too, you have to introduce it. You know, you have to introduce yourself and say, "Hi, I'm Max, and I'm the owner of Vinyl Window Max, and here's my work vehicle." Then you start showing your license plate, and then you get inside your vehicle, or you introduce your vehicle. I'm starting my vehicle now. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have the camera to be facing your end. You just have to share your area, and then after showing the vehicle's working, you introduce your tools. Here are my tools. Here's a sample of what we do. Here is my business registration. So you just talk in the video, discuss what you do, what you're presenting to Google.
Okay, under 2 minutes.
Yes. If you can actually, that's correct, under 2 minutes, then that is actually to make sure that the video gets uploaded and it doesn't exceed the allowable size.
Okay, no problem. Yes, we got it.
Okay.
In order for us to do this, because he's not able to do it right this minute, we need to go back to that email that you sent to Vinyl Window Max 6. Or we need to go back to the text that you sent.
You need to go back to the text that I sent. That's a step on how you can complete the video verification.
Were you able to get Vinyl Window Max 6 on the computer?
Yes.
So now
the email that I sent to Vinyl Window Max Gmail is the email with the steps that I was referring to that has a lot of information that may not be relevant to what you're doing, and that may create confusion apart from what we've discussed. So, yeah.
So we just want to go to the text is probably
yes.
the best way.
And then start the video verification.
Okay,
can we get back to the application?
Yes. Now, the application as well, Max, because I looked into it as well, and I did see some error. I'm thinking this is the error that you're getting to. So I already raised it to our Google Verify team, and I'm sure they'll go ahead and resend it to you once it's all good. So just keep your, you know, keep checking your email. It'll be sent to you as soon as possible.
The form?
Yes,
the
form.
We're going to need to fill that out again.
You already filled out the form?
Oh, okay. And you found the...
There were mistakes.
Hold on. I would have to verify first with our Google Verify team if they've received your application form or if you need to complete the application form again. I'm still checking with them. Yeah.
Is it because I didn't even use the right email address? I think I'm supposed to use WMAX6 now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the business email would be Vinyl Window Max, correct?
Okay. Well, you can actually even use the same one, though, for that part of the email. What's important in the application is actually the rest of the information plus the documents you will be uploading. But don't worry, I'm going to check with our team, Max and Tappy, if we've received your application, if there is any error on the application that you submitted, and if there is a need for you to fill in the application form again. I'll get in touch with you once I get a response from them.
Okay, you'll let me know, right?
Yes, I will surely let you know.
Yeah, there's a question on there. It says page. What is the page?
Page. Hold on. What question is it that you're seeing about the page?
It says the question is page. It says page, and then there's a blank space to write something, and I didn't know what to write, so I tried sending it without anything, and it stopped it and said that had to be filled out, and I didn't know what to do.
Okay. So it's under that. I'm thinking it's for the Google Business Profile, though, but don't worry.
Yeah.
I am still checking with our team if they've received your application, if there's anything else that we need to do, or if you need to fill it in again. Rest assured, I'll update you once I hear back from them. I'm looking into... Yes?
Are we talking about two different applications?
No, it's just the same application form. You only have one application form for you.
Yeah, it's got page on it. I didn't know what to write, and it wouldn't let me. Mm-hmm. Then it wasn't saying I think my email or my, I didn't know my, password for WMAX. Do you know that, Deb?
Okay.
It was asking for the password for WMAX. Oh. I don't know what the password is, and I tried to.
Okay.
Password, and then it just went away. I mean, it just stopped working, and I tried to do it again, same thing. So it's very frustrating.
I completely understand. No worries. Once we get a response from them, I'll get in touch with you, and we can go into the application form together so that if ever you're seeing errors or any other, then we can go over it. Okay?
Well, thank you very much, Catherine.
Another text from Local Splash about protect yourself against Facebook scams.
Yes.
Was that from you?
Yes, these are actually some of the automated emails that we do send as a reminder to make sure that, you know, you keep track of the emails that you're getting, because since we're publishing or since we're actually, since we're actually doing some SEO, potentially you may be getting possible like emails saying that your Facebook is this and that there is an infringement or anything. We just wanted to make sure you're aware of these possible emails that you will be getting so you don't get alarmed. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, click on any link. It's important that when you receive these kinds of emails, you verify before clicking on any link, because it may be a potential spam and they may actually hack your account or so.
Okay.
And the one last thing. The other thing is the website. They were going to be making me a website, but I've got to get my domain name sent over to you or allow you access.
Yes, correct.
And I don't necessarily know how to do that.
So we will be creating a website through vinylwindowmax.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But they said you can't do anything until I allow them access to my domain name.
You got it correct. Yes. We would need access to it. I do see it's from GoDaddy. So you purchase it for GoDaddy.
Yes, correct.
With this one, okay, Teppy and Max, there, I'll send you an email right now with a detailed step-by-step process and how you can delegate as access to your GoDaddy domain.
Okay.
So we can go through it today as well if you want. Do you want to go through the steps now?
Yeah, we can do it now.
Okay. Yes. So I would recommend you check on the email that I sent you, which is going to vinylwindowmax@gmail.com. So you should have the email. It should say action needed, Max, delegate access to your website domain. And within that email, you're going to see a link to go to GoDaddy's account settings for you to log in. And we can take it from there. Just tell me when you receive the email.
Hang on 1 second. What's your PIN?
Sure.
Your PIN.
Yeah, MaxJ102956.
Okay.
She's going to my Vinyl Window Max email now.
Sure.
I've got to finish setting up your Apple iPhone with Google. That's the last email I got.
Mm-hmm.
Can
you try to refresh? It should. Our emails are sometimes queued. My apologies. So sometimes it takes a minute or two for it to reach you.
Okay. I'm going to refresh.
And you can check your spam folders, too. Sometimes it could also go there.
You good? Okay. Spam. Nope, not spam.
Are you on Vinyl Window Max?
Yeah, no. All I got, the last email I got at 10:42 was finish setting up your Apple iPhone with Google.
Okay, let's give it a few more minutes. I'm sorry. Again, our emails are queued, so they get sent out a couple minutes sometimes, but I'm sure it's going to be there.
Okay.
So you did get the email that says protect yourself against Facebook scams, right?
Well, it says
we have sent you an email titled urgent.
Yeah. I did not see that in the email, in the inbox.
No, I only see security alert, new sign in to your account.
Okay. Can you try to check your spam folders?
Hmm. Nope.
There's nothing on your spam?
Wait, I'm refreshing.
Okay.
I didn't get that email you sent me when we started the conversation yet either.
No, I didn't. I do not have that.
Okay. Is there any other email I can send it to instead?
You can send it to the WMAX 6 if you want.
But that's
okay.
WMAX.
No, we're sending it to vinylwindowmax@gmail.com.
Yeah, no, she's sending it to
vinylwindowmax.
Is that where you're looking?
No, now I will. I thought,
okay.
Email.
No, the WMAX was for the Google business profile, but on our end, Max's main email is vinylwindowmax.
Hey, I got it. Okay, actually,
okay,
it is
cool.
Vinylwindowmax. I apologize. I thought we were looking
that's
at
okay.
The WMAX 6.
No worries. No worries.
Another couple emails. Okay.
Yeah. No worries.
Okay.
All good.
Delegate. Go to your GoDaddy account settings.
Yes. So if you click on that, it should allow you to log in to your GoDaddy account, and it should bring you to your account settings right away.
You entered an incorrect name or password. What's your, do you know your GoDaddy password?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you may have to reach out to GoDaddy for that one because you purchased the domain for GoDaddy. And for you to give us access, you need to be able to log into it.
Okay. Excuse me one second, Catherine.
Sure.
Okay, I can reset. It says here I can reset the password.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. If you can do that, please do so. Yeah?
Okay. Okay, I just got to go. I'm so thank you for your patience with us.
Sure, no worries. I'm definitely here to help, so don't worry.
Appreciate that. Oh. I thought I reset your password. Okay, I'm going to go in there and reset it.
Okay.
I got to go in on his phone, so.
It's okay. Take your time. I'll stay on the line.
Okay, thank you.
sent me an email to reset the password. I did it. Now it's telling me to do it again. Sorry, hold
on. Okay. That's okay.
Okay. Go back and try again to sign in now. Okay, I am now signed in. Delegate access. Click on that. Hello?
Yes, Catherine? Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah. No.
All right, my apologies.
Click on delegate access.
Yes, you got it correct. Okay, and you should see there when under that, I should say people who can access my account.
Hold on one sec. They sent me a verification code. I got it.
Okay.
Okay, put that in. Okay. Gave me a home page, web hosting, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. No, I don't want this page. I want GoDaddy. It just took me to a page to buy their stuff. This Bluehost. Well, then go.
Can you go back to your regular GoDaddy account?
Here, delegate access. Okay, accounts I can. People who can access my account.
Correct. Yes. That's why you need to clerk.
Okay. Invite to access. Yes.
You got it. Right. Yes. Invite
okay.
to access. It can ask for you to enter a name in the email. So for the name, it should be local splash, local space splash.
Okay. Email.
And then our email is support.
Mm-hmm.
At localsplash.com. Again, that's localsplash, localsplash.
Okay.
And then for the access level requested, just select products and domains.
Okay.
And then you go click on invite.
Okay, pending.
All right, thank you so much. Now, this should just allow us access to the domain, not your whole GoDaddy account, just to give you a heads up, okay? So it's okay. Only the domain. Let me check here as well if we've received. Yep, I did get a confirmation we received your invite to access the domain. So our website people will be getting into the domain, and we'll be building you a website, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. But don't worry. This is also a very important note to remember that once the website is live, there are possibilities that you may like it or you may not like how it looks like. Okay? So that's a possibility. So if you like it, we are definitely happy to, you know, to get it up and running and, you know, maintain it, keep it highly optimized. But if there's any area that you don't like, if you need more edits to it, you don't have to worry. Just let us know, and then we will make the adjustments accordingly so we can match your preferred website.
Okay, so anytime we need to contact you, it's going to be through this number, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Now, supposedly your calls, since I'm Max's account manager, your calls are going directly to me. But in cases wherein I'm on another call, though, it won't go through. You don't have to worry because I will be notified, and that once I see it, I will be reaching out to you when I'm available.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so just giving you a heads up, because sometimes you may, you know, you may feel worried that your calls are not going through.
Okay, so at this point, what's our next step?
For now, we should be, let me see here, yep, we should be good. We're still in the process of creating the rest of the campaigns that we need to do, like the Yelp page, the Google Verified program, the, you know, the rest of the Apple Maps, and we're just making sure that we keep on track. Okay. Now, at any point that we do need more information from you, I will be reaching out. But one thing pending as of now is the Google Verified program application form, to which I'm still checking, and I will let you know once I hear from our Google Verified team.
Okay. You'll let us know if we need to, if you got it, and if it just needs to be done all over again.
Yes, correct. I will let you know.
And did you answer the question about when it asks for page, what we're talking about?
That I am also verifying with the Google Verified team.
Okay.
Because what I do know is that for the page, you need to be putting in your Google business profile, but I'm verifying just to make sure that, you know, we do not have any incorrect information, or we are able to put in the correct details of the application form.
Okay. Excuse me, one sec. Excuse me.
Yeah, bless you.
Thank you. Okay. So right now, we don't need to do anything until we hear back from you other than the business video.
You got it correct, yes.
Okay. Okay. So he'll work on it, and then he'll get notified from you when you find out about the verification and the application form.
Yes, correct. Now, if I'm not able to get in touch with you within the day, I'll make sure to get in touch with you tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate, the conversation that we do have. So we're definitely on track. And then thank you all for giving us access to your GoDaddy account. We'll move forward to the website. If you do have any preferred website, though, Debbie and Max, you could give us the link to the website, and we will be using that as well as an inspiration in building your website. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much, too. You both have a wonderful, happy day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.